Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got some more I Do Work Here Lady stories for you, so sit back, relax, and let's get straight into them. I'm not even wearing a uniform. I've thoroughly enjoyed reading everyone's stories on here, and as I'm reading, I'm having flashbacks of my own I Don't Work Here Lady, because I've worked in retail since my college days, and get mistaken for working in other shops all the time. So I figured I'd share some of these stories with you. It's worth mentioning, I come from a city that is pretty small. By other country standards, it wouldn't be considered a city at all, but more of just a town. As a result, we always say that everyone knows everyone around here. Hence, I think everyone thinks I work everywhere. Also, I think I must have one of those faces. This happened over 20 years ago. My future husband and I had just bought our first house together, and we were in a department store looking at homeware. I saw a tablecloth that I wanted, but we weren't sure of the size. One of the tablecloths was out of its packaging, so I held it up in order to get an idea of the size as my husband held onto the other end. It's worth mentioning that it was Christmas time and very cold, so I had a full-length black coat on with hat, scarf, and gloves. Next thing, I got a very firm hard tap on my shoulder. With a very perplexed look on my face, I turned to see who was touching me uninvited. There was a woman standing there, red-faced and huffing at me, asking me where the bathroom section was, tapping her foot to the whole works. I have to say, I don't like being touched by strangers. I also cannot abide rude people. I opened my eyes as wide as they could go and glared at her. I said, "How would I know?" She again insisted, "Just tell me where the bathroom section is. I'm just looking for whatever item." I looked at her incredulously. "What makes you think I would know? I'm literally in a coat, hat, scarf, and gloves." The uniform in that shop at the time, if I remember correctly, was a horrible blue pants and a blue and white short sleeve check shirt. At this point, she just turned and walked away, but I could hear her in the distance complaining about me to another poor soul. I just left the store at this point as I'd had enough of Christmas shopping, and Christmas shoppers for that matter. I always hated spending my only day off shopping. It always makes me wonder what goes through these people's heads. Why they cannot start their questions simply asking, "Do you work here?" It would save them so much hassle and cause them far less embarrassment. If I'm approaching someone who is very evidently working there, I still ask just to be on the safe side, because you just never know for sure. Well, I mean, the majority of sane people, at least I think so slash hope so, probably don't have to think about this. If you go up to someone who clearly works in a store, you just ask them a question. You don't have to ask them, "Do you work there or not?" But I guess for entitled people and just stupid people, if I'm allowed to say that, this is probably a good law to abide by. Even if someone is wearing their full works, they're wearing blatantly the uniform, they have the badge, they have the hat, they've got the apron, they've got everything, just ask them, because you never know. Also, if you are stupid enough to go up to someone in a full black coat with gloves on that clearly isn't the uniform and ask them where the bathroom section is, yes, you should be asking every single employee that you think might work there if they really do work there. What you should definitely do though is never tell these people where you actually work. You do not want them showing up there and complaining about you. Moving on to our next story, this isn't a dog daycare at all. A while back, I was working in an office that allowed dogs. It was an open floor plan, and since customers never came into the office, we kept the dogs' food and water bowls right by the front door, just because it was the most convenient space and no one else would see them but us who worked there. Of the six of us who worked in the main office area, I was the only one who didn't have a dog. No pets policy at the apartment, and I always felt horribly left out. To make matters worse, across the way was a doggy daycare. One day, a very frantic woman came in and she had an absolutely massive basset hound with her. Usually, the only people who came into the office were associates who had appointments with someone working there, but it was rare they brought their dogs. She ran up to me and said, "Do you work here?" And I said, "Yes, how can I help you?" And she said, "I wasn't sure if you took walk-ins, but I read online I could just drop him off. I tried to call, but no answer." I didn't know what she was talking about at that point, and I said, "Come again? Who did you call exactly?" Thinking if I could just settle her off to whoever she came to see, I wouldn't have to decipher her problem. She said, said, well, it doesn't matter now. Look, something urgent's come up and I really need to leave him here. Here's his food he likes and I'll be back in a few hours. And at this point, I wasn't thinking of the doggy daycare. I thought maybe she was a friend of someone here. I said, well, all right, can I get your name, please? And she said her name and then asked if I needed her to sign anything. And I was so confused at this point. I just said, why would I possibly need you to sign something? And she left almost immediately. So I took Otis, the dog, to the back and showed him to my co-workers, and no one knew the woman or dog. I was worried she wouldn't come back, but at the same time, my wish for an office dog had been granted, and Otis was supremely chill. All he did all day was lie around and drool onto his own ears. I just freshened him up every now and then, took him out every couple hours, and he was happy as a clam on a big cushy dog bed we thankfully had an extra of. He just loved attention from anywhere he could get it. At the end of the day, the woman, thank God, came back. She said, thanks, you're a lifesaver. How was he? And I said, he was a champ. And was about to say, but why is he here? When she said, that's a relief. Most kennels say he gets anxious around other dogs. I heard you operated at a much higher capacity. I was thrilled to see you had so few clients in the room at one time. So, how much do I owe? And that's when I realized she thought we were a dog daycare. Now, I probably should have corrected her, but I loved my day with the office dog, and I did want to get paid for supervising this strange dog all day. I just threw out the number that sounded fair and appropriate. That'll be $20, I said. She replied, really? In this very high tone, and I couldn't tell if I'd overshot or undershot. But she paid me and left. My co-workers were laughing hysterically when they realized what had happened, and we thought it would be just a good story for the future. But the next week, she came back. She said we were so much more affordable and less overcrowded than her other place that she was happy to use us. I was glad for the company, so just took him. I didn't think there was any way she couldn't have at least some idea we weren't a dog daycare. The whole ordeal was so strange, I just figured, don't question a good thing. I was much younger and dumber then. Not long after, Otis started getting dropped off 2, sometimes even 3 or 4 days a week. I was in heaven. He was such a love, and he made fast friends with the delivery guys and visitors. One day we took our office Christmas card photo, and Otis was over that day, so we included him. In a Santa hat. It was pretty great. But it turns out Otis's owner was friends with one of our clients, who I guess happened to have the card out on her table. Always kind enough to display it alongside her other holiday cards. Because one day Otis's owner came in holding the card and walked up to me and said, I can't even believe I'm asking this, but is that my dog in this photo? This isn't a dog daycare at all. This is just an office, isn't it? She said it with a note of surprise, as though she was looking around and putting it all together for the first time. No coincidence that this was the first time she wasn't in some crazy rush either. She was like, then who are all these other dogs? And I explained. I was terrified she was going to demand her money back, or worse, take some sort of legal action against us for misrepresenting ourselves as a dog care business or complain to corporate. Instead, she basically said, why didn't you ever say anything? And I explained we just really liked having Otis around. She stopped for a minute and seemed to be thinking and said, is that right? And I said yes. And I told the story of how I was the only one in the office without a dog, so I loved the company. She seemed a little flummoxed or hesitant, understandably, because the whole thing was so weird. She turned to my co-worker and asked if I was telling the whole truth. I don't know why she thought my co-worker, also a stranger to her, was any more trustworthy than me, but hey, strange times. My co-worker backed me up, of course. So she said, well, I wish you'd said something sooner. You could have saved me a lot of embarrassment with my friend back there. Or
hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's, I have to get going. See you at 4. And she left Otis. I couldn't believe it. I said, so he can stay? And she replied, where else could I find someone to watch him one-on-one all day for $20? And off she went. Otis stayed my office dog until his family moved away. Luckily, right around the same time, I took a new job. With all this time sitting around doing nothing, I thought it was as good a time as any to tell that story. Well, no doubt about it, this is probably the most wholesome story I've read on the whole of Reddit, let alone this subreddit, in a very long time. Just gotta say a massive thank you to OP for posting this story. This was an amazing read. I love how at the end the woman realizes, thinks about it for a second, and then goes, you know what, it's a bargain, $20 for one-on-one care for an entire day, I'll keep going. It's just a perfect situation, it suits everyone. It suits the owner of the dog, of course, she gets a great deal. It suits you, OP, because you finally get that dog. And above all, it suits the dog. They get one-on-one care, other dogs to play with, awesome. Overall, yeah, just a really nice story. I hope you guys enjoyed that one as much as I did. Now, just in case you guys hadn't had enough wholesome content already, here is our final story, a wholesome I don't work here lady story. So for some context, I was spending the summer with my grandma and I was doing a lot of landscaping work for her. I was about 14, so she basically paid me by getting me a CD or game whenever we went to Walmart or something. So one day I'm browsing and stuff when this little old lady comes up to me and says, "Young man, where can I find blank CDs?" I've spent so much time there that summer that I know exactly where they are, so I just say, "Well, I don't work here, but I know where they are, so I'll show you." She goes on and on about being embarrassed as we walk over and says she's buying them for her grandson, so she doesn't even really know what she is looking for. So we get over there, I show her the blanks I'd always buy and explain why I think they're good, yada yada. She offered to buy my CD I was carrying around, but I refused. Yep, nothing special, but still one of my favorite moments of my life. You know what, guys? The majority of the time on my channel, we come across a lot of negative people, and although admittedly it's very funny to laugh at how stupid they are, it is quite nice sometimes to change it up, so I hope you have enjoyed this video. This story just epitomizes that, right? The woman, she realized she made a mistake, if I can even call it a mistake, by asking the person if they were an employee, but really, she didn't have to go out of her way to offer him a CD. Just a really nice thing to do. Well done to her. Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of this video. If you want more I Don't Work Here Lady content, the playlist is up on screen right next to the subscribe button. We're now at I don't know how many subscribers, it's just going up by a crazy amount. If you haven't subscribed and you want to contribute to the insane growth, hit the button, get involved, put notifications on. I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new upload at the same time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.